left off last week with a din that everybody agrees to. It's a din that appears in Maseches Pesachim in our sugya. It's a din that's based on the Mishnah in the second bracha of Maseches Kedushin. It is a given that if a person is Mekadesh and Isha with an item that is Asa B'Hana'ah, Eina Mekudeshes. The Chiddush of our sugya was that even if the item is only Asa B'Hana'ah Midrabanan, such as Chametz in the sixth hour, even then, she's Eina Mekudeshes. That was already a Chiddush, a Gabi Chiddush. But the basic halacha that is agreed upon by everybody, Mekadesh B'Yisrael Eina Mekudeshes. Why is that? So this was a throwback to everything we spoke about in the past. So we have basically three different Biurim in the Rishonim, why that's true. Either because the Yisrael don't belong to you, or because the Yisrael are Shalovi and Abishuso, so you can't transfer to the woman, or because the Yisrael are Eina Shevapruta, because Lamais, you can't use them, you can't sell them, at least Behati, you can't sell them, and therefore the halacha they consider to be Eina Shevapruta. So that sets the stage for the question that the Rishonim posed was, what do you mean? Why can't it be Mekadesh the Isha with the apple of Orla, or the item of Kiryat Karim, after all, the Minan Nisrafim, and as such, Minan Nisrafim, Ephron Mutter. So the resulting Ash is going to be permissible. So what do you mean? It's a Sheva Pruta. It has something to it. So why can't you be Kudeshus under those circumstances? Give her a lot of apples, and let her burn the apples, and she'll get us up a pile of ashes worth a penny in the street. So why isn't that good? So the Ramban had a startling answer to that question. He said, it is good. Who said it's no good? The Mishnah? The Mishnah was talking about one apple. One apple is going to be, the sachakol of ash is going to be less than a pruta. But if it's low, you have a whole barrel of apples. Says the Ramban, Enochinami. So we saw on Friday that many, many Rishonim took issue with the Ramban. All the Tamidim and the Ramban all took issue with the Rebbe for various reasons. And the various reasons were a throwback to what the original problem with the Yisrael Noah was in the first place. So we saw the Rashba, that the Rashba says, Parim Chadoshos Bolakan. He said, it's a different item. He said, ashes is not an apple. So when you're Mekadesh the Isha with an apple, you're not Mekadesh with the ashes. So even though the apple may, in theory, down the line, transform to become worth more than a Shem Prut at some point, but that wasn't the case of Kedushin, and that's the problem. Then we saw the Ritva, the end of this year, where the Ritva says, the ashes don't belong to you. Because since Isurianna don't belong to you, Isurianna are inner shalom, and zero, you have absolutely no bias whatsoever on Isurianna. Therefore, says the Ritva, when the apple eventually turns into ashes, it's our ashes, not your ashes. Kol HaKredim Zohar, the ashes. So the Ritva says, because everybody knows that Isurianna don't belong to you, a male that's not shocked to speak about Kedushin using the apple that's El Sabano. So we had a little bit of a problem with that. The problem that we had, not that per se with the answer, but the issue that we had, the concern that we had with this answer, is that this answer seems to be an outright contradiction to the Shita Saritva as to what Yisrael and Ar really are. Because you remember going back to the original Sugi, back to Maseches Sukkah, where the Ritva was the one who said, don't tell me a story that a davar asura doesn't belong to you. Don't tell me that the reason why the esek shel orla is not acceptable is because it's eno shaloi. That's not true. That's wrong. The Ravid said that, but the Ritva says that's not true. Why is the esek shel orla no good? I'll give you another reason. I ain't back in the shul from 2 weeks ago. But one thing I'll tell you for sure, says the Ritva, you can't disqualify an esek shel orla that doesn't belong to you because those facts are wrong. A davar asura does belong to you. This Ritva in the Sugya Maseches Kedushin is in contradiction to that Ritva. There's no question about it. Now, truth to be told, this Ritva is quoting the name of the Ra'ah. He is not presenting his own answer. He's quoting the name of his Rebbe. So it's not a quote-unquote a stira in Ritva's. It's a stira between the Shittus of Ritva and the Shittus of Ritva presenting the view of his Rebbe, the Ra'ah. One would have expected that the Ritva would have made a comment about the sheet. And the Ritva wouldn't have just quoted the sheet of the Ra'ah and say, yeah, this is the truth. He should have been ma'irer in saying that, by the way, according to what I wrote in Maseches Sukkah, it's Eif Shalagika. You can't say such a thing. So, again, I'm not well-versed enough in the Chiddush Ritva to tell you what year he wrote the Chiddush Ritva in Maseches Sukkah, what year he wrote the Chiddush Ritva in Maseches Kedushin. Maybe there were 25 years in between them. I have no idea. So the fact that the Ritva in one place is presenting his Rebbe Shita that Isur HaNah don't belong to you, finish, period, is definitely not in sync with the Shittas Ritva in Maseches Sukkah. I don't have a good answer to this. I'm not the first person to be aware of this problem. Many, many before me have already pointed out this apparent stira in the Ritva's, in the way the Ritva's presented the sugya. The one person who did not ask this question for obvious reasons was the Ktois. The Ktois did not, even though the Ktois knew both of the shittas, he did not present it as a kasha. That's not fair to present it in that way, because the Ktos taught that the Chedusha Ritva, the Chedusha Rashba, as we said already many times, that the Chedusha Ritva and Pesach HaSukkah were erroneously subscribed to the Rashba for many, many years. So he can't have a time as why the Ktos didn't ask a steamer. The Ktos taught us to different people. But the Gloy Milsa, Libid Yemes, that is, that the Chedusha Ritva and Sukkah did come from the pen of the Ritva. So it is a little bit of a problem why the Ritva in one place quotes his Rebbe, there are another place doesn't. So it's again not my kasha. This has already been asked and raised by Gedolei Achronim. I don't have a good answer to this question. But al kol panim, getting back to the shittas of Ritva per se, the Ritva in the fifth of the Maamar Kamos has another line in the sukkah concerning Isur Hanah that throws also a little bit of a curveball to us and forces us to think a little bit about some of the parameters of Mekadosh B'Isur Hanah. But take a look at the fifth of the Maamar Kamos of the Ritva. So it's in the end of the first paragraph. The first paragraph is very, very long. It's the underlined piece at the end of the first paragraph. So the Ritva is saying that Isur Hanah off limits, you can't be Mekadosh Anisha, etc. Va'afilu hichola shiru'i lehonos ba eina mekudeshes t'lav mamona yoivla. Says Ritva, what would the din be in the following case? A couple standing under the chuppah, and the Tzadik Kedushin asks for the ring, says, he can't find the ring. He says, but wait, I have an apple, and the apple happens to be, lo and behold, an apple of Orla. So the Tzadik Kedushin asks, well, is this a good apple? He says, I have to be honest, Rabbi. The apple is a Dover Osabana. So the second condition says, well, I'm a Kashmir Ola and Kadeshus. So the woman pipes up from under the veil. She says, wait a second. I have a medical condition. I'm a Chalash Yesh Persakona. And you won't believe this. My doctor prescribed me this morning. I must have an apple. Does anyone have an apple? No one has an apple. No one has a kosher apple. The only apple in Dash. She says, look, I need that. Before we go to the Yichrum, I must eat this apple. Chalila, Chalash Yesh Persakona. What would the din be? That's the shadow the Ritva raises. I mean, without the drama that I just portrayed. Afilu hichayla. She's a chala sheyesh persakana. What's the shadow? It's a very, very long dishashayla. What's the question? From the vantage point of the woman, she is getting something. She's getting a life-saving item. She's getting something that's very, very much worth, quote-unquote, something to her. She's muteris to eat this apple. On the other hand, from his vantage point, he's giving her nothing. He's not sick. He's perfectly healthy. So from his vantage point, the apple is worthless. What's the din? So what would the halacha be? So says the Ritva in one fell swoop, ain't a mekudeshes. Don't ask any kashes. The law of Mamoni Yoifla. Because you're not giving her anything. That's why ain't a mekudeshes. I can't give her a Ritva. So even though the Ritva is very, very strong about this, there is a machlokes, the Gedolei Acharonim, as to what exactly the Ritva meant with this statement. Why should the statement be true? We're assuming it's true for now, but why should this statement be true? So the Mishnah Melech, I don't think I put the Mishnah Melech on the Maamar Kamos either. It's in number 9. It's a fairly long Mishnah Melech, so we'll skim it outside a little bit about that. Those who have time later on, the Mishnah Melech. The Mishnah Melech quotes this Ritva in the context of a more global question, more general question that the Mishnah Melech raises about Kesef Kedushin in general. For that matter, about Kesef Kinyan in general. We know that there's a halacha, Isha Niknes B'Kesef, first Mishnah besides Kedushin, Karka Niknes B'Kesef. There's a concept of Kinyan, Kesef, and halacha. Many, many things can be acquired through Kesef. Kesef, 99.99% of the time, has two parts to it. There was the Nosinus of Kesef, he's the purchaser, and then there's the Makabalus of Kesef, who's known as the Meicher. So usually when we speak about Kesef, we speak about a scenario. A normal scenario is the no sinus at Kesef, the one who wants to acquire something, he gives of his own Kesef, and he hands it over to the Mekabalus at Kesef. That's basically very simple, elementary Kinyan Kesef. Yesh Lachor, says the Mishnah Melech. He can raise Alom D'Shemamish, Alom D'Shemakira. What's the essence of Kinyan Kesef? Is the essence of Kinyan Kesef that the Mekabal has to receive his Kesef? That's the goal. You want to buy a house, so the owner of the house has to get his money. Or you want to be Mekadosh Anisha, So the, I mean, for lack of a better term, though, don't tell your wives I said it, but the owner of herself, namely she owns herself. So when she is makna herself, isha niknas tabayla, when she sells herself, so to speak, b'teres kedushin, so she has to receive the money, has to receive the shavik kesef. Is that the emphasis in the halacha? That the makabalas a kesef has to receive? Or no? It's not enough just for the makabalas a kesef to receive. The nosin has to give also. And even if we'll construct a wild scenario that a makabal received, but the notes they never gave, that falls short of being a kinyan kesef. It takes two to tango. So do you need the sinas hanosein? Or is the sinas hanosein just a technicality? It's just a chetimtza. In order to get kabbalah sabakabel, for sheitzach, you have the sinas hanosein. It's almost like l'moshel l'mod davidom. Again, it's a very, very different area of halacha, but it's a similar kind of an idea. When you almost have like two parts to something, what is the role of one of the parts? Is the role of one of the parts simply just almost like a facilitator? What you are doing is not really so important. What you are doing, we can almost forego. It's just that, practically speaking, we need what you're doing in order to get to where we want to get to. What do I say? No, that your role is critical. And if your role is absent, that's going to throw into question the entire entity. Almost like, again, this is very, very far-fetched mashal, but in a different era of halacha legamrei, the mitzvah of shofar. So everybody agrees that the shomeya has to hear the shofar. The Mishnah says that explicitly. If you blow shofar, you don't hear you're not to the mitzvah. Everyone agrees that there has to be a shomeya. Lamaisa has to be a tekeh also. It's kind of hard to have a shmirsa shofar if nobody's blowing the shofar. What's the role of the tekeh? Is the role of the tekeh really secondary? The role of the tekeh is really just a facilitator. You have to have a tekiah. If you don't have a tekiah, so you're not going to have a shemiah. Or is it tekiah critical? That the mitzvah of tekiah shofar almost has two parts, two components to it. And without the halachic tekiah, so you're not going to be able to say the mitzvah. So that's already a loaded, that's a more of a Rosh Hashanah question. It's a loaded kind of a question. But again, you have this very, very often when you have two people combining together to accomplish something. What is the role? Are they both critical? Or is one really the one that he's carrying the entire day? The other one's kind of there. The other one's kind of there for good luck. You have this also like a little bit in the opposite direction. And when it comes to also another example of a mitzvah, the Torah says that a Kohen has to duchen. Amor lehem. There's a mitzvah derais for Kohen to duchen. It is self-evident, there has to be someone to receive that bracha. The Kohen walks into shul, and there's nobody there, and he gets up, Yivrachim, that's not a mitzvah. So obviously he has to be mivarech as a tzibor. So what does that mean? Does that mean that the tzibor is an integral part of the mitzvah? That's what some achronim write, the Sefer Charedim, one of the achronim writes, that kishem she mitzvah levarech, kach mitzvah lisbarech. There's a mitzvah for the tzibor to be misbarech. They have an almost equally important role in terms of the fulfillment of the mitzvah. Or the Ritva, in Masech HaSukkah, a few laugh before this Ritva, Masech HaSukkah, the Ritva writes, there's no mitzvah for the tzibah to be misbarech. You need a tzibah there. If you don't have a tzibah there, then there's no amor lehem. So the tzibah is necessary just to facilitate the Kohen to fulfill his mitzvah, but it's not that the tzibah themselves are playing a role. So you have this kind of a question. Whenever you have two people participating in something, is it really something that both parties are critical, or one is really the primary person, and the other one is just kind of there along for the show? So how does Kinyan Kesef play out? Is the Kabbalah of Makabal really matters, or is the Sinus HaNosin also critical? So the Mishnah Melech is thinking really, really hard. He's kind of thinking out of the box for a creative nafkamina. You know, you can philosophize about it, a shaftet tomorrow, but if you can't come up with anything practical, so then it loses a little bit of oomph what the shaila is. So as we've said this joke many, many times, the easiest nafkamina is the kedusha isha. It means you mekadesh isha manas, that this side of the chakir is right. So if this side is right, mekadesh is not. But that's the joke. We want a real nafkamina. So Mishnah Melech said, I give you nafkamina, the kedusha isha, but a real nafkamina. What would the din be as follows? And you have to, you have to put yourself back in a little bit of a different world. So Mishnah Melech says, although I don't think this ever happened in the Mishnah Melech's world either. Says Mishnah Melech, what would the din be as follows? A man standing over here, and a woman standing over there, 50 feet away. And he takes out the ring. It's a very, very, religious ceremony. The chassid kal not under the same chuppah. So he's standing, that was off the record, that the joke. So the chassid is standing over here, the kal is standing over there, and he's about to give her the kesef kedushin. He's got to wind up the pit, 60 feet and 6 inches, standing from the mound, and he's about to toss over the ring. And the ring, right now, when the Messiah Kedushin asks the Edom, does it look to you like it's a pruta? So the Edom take out their special glasses. Look at me. Rabbi, I would put it at 0.9996 of a pruta right now. It's just shy of a pruta right now. I said, what can you do? Give him Kaddisha. But wait, the guy's following on his phone. The rate of silver is changing at moment's notice. And again, the Mishnah Mechut doesn't dramatize this part. We'll make it a little bit more labor-day for us. So the person, the chassan, throws the ring as the rate of silver is 0.99999. By the time it lands, the woman, so someone else screams out, Rabbi, you won't believe it, but the rate just went up. It's one pruta. Yes, he hit the jackpot. And she receives, he screams at Rabbi Kadeshus, and she receives the ring. So Mishnah Mechut says, what would the din be? Lu Yitzuya, that's going to happen. It never happened. It never will happen. We'll put it with Ben Sarah Mora near Nidachas. But that's the Mishnah Melashad. He wants to know. He uses this absurd scenario to highlight a very, very fascinating Lomdisha question. What does it depend upon? Tachlis. Does it depend upon the Kabbalah Samakabel? So the husband facilitated a Kabbalah Samakabel. At the end of the day, she got a ring with the pruta from him. On the other hand, he didn't give her a ring. He didn't give her a ring with the pruta, because when he left his hands, it wasn't the pruta. That's the shaila that the Mishnah Melech raised. What would it be? I remember the first time I ever heard this Mishnah Melech, we were learning Maseches Kedushin back in high school. Rabbi Mordechai Marcus, Zechatzach Livroch, is the Shir, I've quoted many, many times. I remember the first time I heard this Mishnah Melech, my ears perked up to you, such a wild, crazy. He was trying to dramatize it as best as he could to keep the high school boys awake. And I remember he said under his breath, he said, I never understood this Mishnah Melech. He said, what? He said, what do you mean it was wasn't worth a pruta when it left him, and now it's worth a pruta when it comes to her? That 20 feet, that 60 feet, that 1,000 feet in the middle, why is that no man's land? He said, why is that like in limbo? The halacha is, it's his until it gets to her. You want to tell me Zorik Dalad Amas Lishuso? You want to tell me that once it's within her Dalad Amas, it becomes her? Wherever you call the beginning of receiving, it is of hers. I don't care where you want to draw that line. You want to draw that line when she catches the ball. You want to draw that line when it enters into her Dalad Amas. You want to draw that line when it enters over her fence into her property. You pick and choose at what point in time it becomes hers. Until that point of time, it was his. So when did this grandiose change in silver happen that the Mishnah Melech is describing? He's describing it that the person threw a 50-yard, a 50-yard pass, and in the interim, the price of silver is changing, and in that interim of 10 seconds, it's not his, not hers. It's not true. Dinamos, it's not true. That it's his until it becomes ours. So he never understood what the mechanics of the case of the Mishnah Melech were. So again, that question was raised by him more than 40 years ago. I don't have an answer to that question. I'm not sure either what the answer to that question is. Some of you may remember, I spoke about this Mishnah Melech. We spoke about it a few times. But I spoke about this Mishnah Melech, if I'm not mistaken, at one of the Super Bowl shiur. In the shul, we have a famous Super Bowl shiur. And then one year we gave the topic, I think one year we ran all the shalas that had come about through throwing a football. So we spoke about throwing a Shabbos, we spoke about Kinyanim and Zoraget and whatever other sort of things. We spoke about, one year I think we spoke about rushing, one year we spoke about passing, tackling, whatever, all the different halachas that come out, different parts of passing. So I think we spoke about the special halacha about when things fluctuate, price changes in between from Shasa to Sita to Shasa Kabbalah. But again, even though we can't quite put our fingers on when that moment of truth is. So the Mishnah Melech says, he has a right from the Ritva. He says, what does the Ritva say? The Ritva says that the Kedushin is not going to be Chal, even though from her vantage point she just received something. Since he didn't give, that was the punchline of the Ritva. Since he didn't give, it doesn't matter that she, even though she received. So says the Mishnah Melech, what do you see from this Ritva? That it is not sufficient to say, well, there was a Kabbalah Samakabel, and therefore the game's over, and therefore that's Kesef Kedushin. Not true. If there was no Nesidus at Noisein, it was garnished. And therefore the Mishnah Melech said that he would extrapolate back to his case. In the case where the Chassan threw a ring that was worth three-quarters of a pruta, that it went up in price and went up in value along the way, whatever the case is, says the Mishnah Melech, according to the Ritva, the Kedushin would not be Chal. Because you see for this Ritva, Nesidus at Noisein is absolutely a critical component. However, the Mishnah Melech, believe it or not, says that even though he's pretty convinced this is the same Shiloh, the exact same Shiloh, his case of the fluctuating silver, together with the case of the Chol Shiesh Per Sukkah receiving the Apple Shalola, is the same Shiloh. they look different, you know, superficially they look different, but conceptually, halachically, they're the same question. Is it a function of Nesidus HaNoisid or Kabbalah Sabakabel? Says the Mishmach, whatever you think in one, you're going to think in the other. He dug up, believe it or not, two Tshuvas HaRadvazes. If you take a look, if you have some time on your own, in the Mishle Melech, he dug up two Tshuvas HaRadvazes. In the case of the fluctuating Pruta, he wasn't the first one to think of this. The Radvaz already 100 years before also thought of the Shaila. In the case of the fluctuating Pruta, so the Radvaz says he thinks the Kedushin would be Chal. And the case of the Sirena, he thinks the Kedushin would not be Chal. So says the Mishnah Melech, well, what's going on? He said, they're both crazy cases there. I'm not sure which case is wilder than the next, but conceptually it's the same principle. Is Kedin Kesef a function of the Sidus HaNoisid also, or just simply Kabbalah Sabakabel? How can you split between the two? So it's Tzarech Iyun.
So is it really the same case? Because by the apple, when he has it in his hand, it's not Shavuot Pruta to him, but it's Shavuot Pruta to her. In the case of the ring, when he has it in his hand, it's not Shavuot Pruta to either of them.
Right, but the problem is, why should it matter with L'chora, she only becomes relevant when she gets it? Why does it concern us that whether or not it's worth it to her when it's in his hand? He can be Bekadosh whoever he wants with this apple. So it's really, if you're focusing on him, so then focus on him. If you're focusing on her, then she only becomes a player when she accepts the ring. So the chor is hard to, I hear the chiluk is correct. I'm not sure that's going to make a difference. I don't know. So the Mishnah Melech tells us here that he doesn't know what to do. So comes the Avdi Miluim, I'll give you a kavacham. If we didn't read the Mishnah Melech, which was only about 20 lines, the Avdi Miluim is a page and a half. So we're not gonna read that either. So those who have a chance, take a look. There's a lot of reading assignment. He spent the whole summer doing summer homework. Those who want to read through the entire Avdi Miluim. The Avdi Miluim, of course, was written by the Ketzos. The Ketzos wrote on Cheshi Mishpat. The Avdi Miluim was written on Evan Ezra. So the Avdi Miluim, the Bala Ketzos, quotes this Mishnah Melech, quotes this Radvaz, and he says, quotes the Ritva, and he says that there's something fundamentally different going on in the sugya of the Ritva about the apple of Yisraeno. Says the Avdi Miluim, go back to Ritva for a second. Let's go back to that line of the Ritva, the one line in the fifth of the Maamar Kamis. Fafili cholash really hanus by nukadeshes the lav mamona yoivla. He didn't give her anything. That was in the foreword. The lav mamona yoivla. So the Mishnah Melech conjured up this image for us. Ooh, he didn't give. Almost the emphasis was he, in contrast to she. He didn't give, but even though she received, and gevalt, and let's start pilpling with Mishnah Melech. Says the other limit, that's not all he meant to say. Lav midi yoivla means there was not, forget the word he, there was nothing given. This apple of Yisuri Hador is not worth anything. This apple of Yisroel Noah is garnished. It's mufka from Kedushin, even for her. Marshal of David, what would it then be in the following case? They're both sick. He's got a prescription for the doctor for treif apples, and she's got the prescription for doctor for treif apples. They're both standing under the chuppah. What a wonderful shidduch. They're both dying for an orla apple. Can't think of anything better. They have a lot in common. So says the Adilum, she's still not mukudeshes. Why not? He gave and she got. No. He didn't give and she didn't get. You know why? The cheftza of Orla is not worth anything up here. The fact that you personally have the opportunity because you have a doctor's note that gives you a tour to eat the apple, that doesn't give the apple a shame kesef. That's not kesef. There's a halachic statement called a davar asabano. It's not kesef finish. It's an enosh of a pruta. It's not with the pruta. You don't own it. It's a shalom. Whatever the different reasons are, mitam hacheftza, a davar asabano, is not worth it. It's true that it's possible that you may have a right to use it. Because Baruch Hu gave you a freebie. He gave you a get-out-of-jail free card. He gave you a special get-out-of-all-the-free card. But that doesn't affect the cheftz itself. Marshal B'Dobadoma says the Avdi Miluim, I'll give you the following marshal. Chosid standing under the chuppah, Kala standing under the chuppah, can't find the ring. He yanks out an apple. You know what the apple is? The apple is Meister Sheni. It's Gevaldik. Meister Sheni is wonderful. He can eat Meister Sheni. She can eat Meister Sheni. It's worth a lot of money, the Abba Sheni. It's delicious. It's wonderful. He'll enjoy it. She'll do it. Wonderful. You know what the Mishnah says? Hamakadosh with Meister Sheni and Mekudeshes. Why not? Achleikus HaTaron, we paskin. Meister Sheni, Mamon Gavoah. Meister Sheni doesn't belong to you. Meister Sheni belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do you mean belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? But I'm eating it. Meshuchon Gavoah Kazachu. You're a guest of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you a green light and says, you can eat my apple. You don't own that apple. I own the apple, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, obviously, Kadosh Baruch Hu owns everything, but I'm saying, in the Mamonist world, in Chesh Mishma world, I don't own the apple. The Chosin doesn't own the apple. The Kala doesn't own the apple. Maisa Shem owns the apple. The Bershom owns the apple. You're allowed to eat it. The fact that you're allowed to eat or benefit from something is not indicative of ownership on something. If you can't use it, that may be a question of ownership. But just because you can use it doesn't mean you own it. Doesn't mean it's worth anything in the halachic realm. Says David Bloom, that's the moshul for Dover Osbano. An apple shel orla is non-ownable property. Finished. The Torah declared it cannot be owned by anybody. End of discussion. It's not yours. He whips out the doctor's note, and she whips out the doctor's note. That's right. That's the green light from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Hashem says, it's on me. It doesn't mean it belongs to you. It's on me, to the chassid, it's on me, to the kala, but it belongs to neither of the two. Says that. Oh, so you're asking a very, very long question. You're saying, what if he revamps the Kedusha and says, I'm not Mekadosh you with this apple. I'm Mekadosh you with this unbelievable, delicious feeling that you now have, that you're eating a tasty apple and you feel your stomach's full and now you have all this great nutrients. So I'll turn the question on you. What if I'm Mekadosh a woman with Meister Shein? I say, I'm not Mekadosh you with the Meister Shein. The Shein Gavoach, I do that. I'm Mekadosh you with the Gevaldik HaNoah that you're getting, that you now, you enjoy the apple. Maybe Rechanami. But that's ready a whole another realm of Kedushin. So Akopanim says the Avnei Miluim, the Mishnah Melech, I don't want to say misunderstood, but the Mishnah Melech read into this Ridva, into the Shtikl Torah, the Radvaz, with the throwing and the fluctuating silvers, that's the wrong topic. That wasn't the point of the Ridva. The Ridva did not mean he versus she. The Ridva meant it's not his, not hers. Zeros, nothing. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's also about not finished. End of discussion. So, at the end of the day, we're pretty comfortable with saying that if you Mekadosh the Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana with an apple of Orla, even though she has permission from the doctor to eat it, she's not Mekadoshes. We're not quite sure why not, Mishnah Melech or the Avnei Miluim, we're not sure the nuances, the Gedolei Acharonim, why it's true, but we seem to be pretty comfortable with it in itself. But we still haven't resolved the Mishnah Melech's fundamental question. So what is it about Ketzer Kedushin? Does it depend on her? Does it depend on him also? That question that Mishnah Melech opened for us may not even be addressed by the Ridva. That may not be the topic of the Ridva. So it leaves the question open for us. Hopefully, Mitzvah tomorrow, we'll try to pick up with this Tekuda. So what is the Din? What is the Din? Is Kabbalah's Kesef Kedushin really a function of her, or is it also a function of him? So this issue that's starting with Mekadosh B'Suri Anah is now going to branch out to other sugyas. Hopefully, Mitzvah tomorrow, we'll try to continue the sugya this morning.
The Ritva himself does say it,
which would lead us to believe that it should always be good, which is a very, very loaded question, because if the Ritva's right, that it's always Mekudeshes, lead to this, I'm not there, if you just say it, so why can't Dal Mehacha, what you said? If I'm Mekadosh you with something that per se is no good, but I am giving you a Sheva Pruta, so why can't we say, well, let it work with Tam the Sheva Pruta? Why is it so important that I articulate what I'm being Mekadosh you with? So maybe tomorrow I have to pick up that point. You're right, the Ritva himself does take a stand on that, but that statement of the Ritva itself is potentially controversial. You're right, Rochanam, you're right.
He's a Ben Lezisrael on Akhachal Pesach. He gives her Chomets. She's a Bas Chutzlaritz. It's worth something to him, but she's not allowed to own it.
I don't know. It's opposite of Mishnah Melech. Yeah, think about that one. Okay. Right. It's no worse than that.